Oh, right, your birthday! Huxley squealed, clapping her hands. I forgot it's coming up. We'll have to find you something at the exchange. Cora nodded, seeming overjoyed to have found their way back to such an acceptable topic as the girls approached their destination. The Phoenix Exchange was in a large hall at the end of B deck. In addition to panoramic windows, it held an enormous chandelier that had supposedly been evacuated from the Paris Opera House hours before the first bomb fell on Western Europe. Whenever Glass heard the tale, she felt a twinge of sadness for the people who might have been saved instead, but she couldn't deny that the chandelier was breathtaking. Dancing with reflected light from the ceiling and the windows, it looked like a small cluster of stars, a miniature galaxy spinning and shimmering overhead. Huxley let go of Glass's arm and dashed over to a display of ribbons, oblivious to the nearby group of girls who'd fallen silent at Glass's arrival. Glass blushed and hurried after Cora, whose eyes were trained on a textile booth near the back wall. She stood awkwardly next to Cora while her friend rummaged through the fabric, quickly reducing the orderly stack into a messy pile while the Walden woman behind the table gave her a tight smile. "Look at all this crap," Cora muttered as she flung a piece of burlap and a few strips of fleece to the side. "What are you looking for?" Glass asked, running her finger along a tiny scrap of pale pink silk. It was beautiful, even with the rust marks and water stains along the edges, but it would be impossible to find enough matching pieces for a small evening bag, let alone a dress. "I've spent a million years collecting scraps of blue satin, and I finally have enough for the slip, but I need to layer something over it so it doesn't look too patchworky." Cora wrinkled her nose as she examined a large piece of clear vinyl. "How much is this?"
"6," the Walden woman said.
"You're not serious." Cora rolled her eyes at Glass. "It's a shower curtain."
"It's earth-made."
Cora snickered. "Authenticated by who?"
"How about this?" Glass asked, holding up a piece of blue netting. It looked like it had once been part of a storage bag, but no one would be able to tell once it was applied to the dress.
"Ooh," Cora cooed, snatching it out of Glass's hand. "I like it."
She held it against her body to check the length, then smiled up at Glass.
"Good thing your time in confinement didn't affect your fashion sense."
Glass stiffened but said nothing.
"So, what are you going to wear?"
"To what?"
"To the viewing party," she said, enunciating her syllables as one might do with a small child. "For the comet?"
"Sorry," Glass shrugged.
Apparently, spending 6 months in confinement was no excuse for failing to keep up with the Phoenix social calendar.